Do you want to become a better songwriter? Well, we created a very simple 10-minute songwriter personality test, and it's going to help you better understand who you are as a writer, and it's going to help you in the writer's room when you're writing with other writers, because you're going to be able to identify what kind of writer they are. Maybe even have them take the songwriter personality test. If you're curious and you want to take the songwriter personality test today, just visit songwriterpersonalitytest.com or go to the link on the writingworship.co website.
Brave Worship, episode
38.
38, guys.
You're listening to the Brave Worship Podcast with Chrissy Nordhoff and Mary Beth Dodd. Brave Worship is all about encouraging women to write, lead, and live worship.
Gosh, we're getting
so
older.
Fun.
Wait, how old are you again?
29.
Nice one.
Maybe the same age as this podcast right now.
Oh, I wondered if that was it.
Well, I just had a birthday.
What? Only two more years?
Chris was like, he thought I was 36.
He did?
Uh-huh. I was like, uh-huh, yep.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to correct him. We'll just go with it. He's like, are you turning 37? I was like, maybe. Lying about your age is not really lying, right?
How can you lie to your husband? You can't.
In the Bible. So.
You can't lie to him. He knows really, doesn't he?
If he figured it out, I suppose. But I'm not going to, you know, push it.
Okay.
So, no, he knows now. He knows the real truth.
Okay.
But I'm okay with it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just had a birthday last week.
I did.
Or was it Sunday?
It was Monday.
Monday.
Yep.
Okay, well, I ordered your present and it's supposed to come in today.
I hope the unboxing happens on this podcast live
right
now. Oh,
that would be fun. Maybe I should go run up and see if it's at the front door.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to pause.
Pausing. Guys,
how do we pause on here?
So just... you don't have to hear me breathe.
Okay. So I just got back from upstairs and no present.
No present. Hashtag thanks FedEx.
Hashtag not yet. But I was just going to tell you, if you wanted to, we could do an unboxing.
Reveal
right now.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to see what your present is?
Sure.
Okay. I'm pulling it up on my phone because I ordered it online.
From a Facebook ad or not?
I don't know if it was a Facebook ad. I think I first saw it on Instagram and I was like, oh, I bet she would like that. But I don't know. I think you will.
Who on here does all their shopping on social media?
I did some and then it all came from China and I had a bad experience a couple
times. Yeah, I've had a few bad, few good.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Close your eyes. Open it.
Oh, cute!
Do you like it or not?
Yes, which one?
I got you both of those two things.
I love them. Did you know I love that company?
Yep.
Okay.
I remembered.
So cute. So since you guys can't see, it's an adorable arrow ring and a mountain bracelet.
Yeah.
Be jealous.
A mountain charm, and it's... Pura Vida or whatever.
Cute. Yes, I love their stuff.
I almost got you a whole bunch of them on one, but then I was like, I liked the mountain one. It looked new and cool.
I love that. Simple is kind of fun right now too, you know?
Yeah.
Like just little simple pieces and...
Yeah.
We need to do another fashion episode, by the way. It's time to have Megan back on here.
I need help with my fashion right
now. Let's get Megan on here. Okay, you want to know what I did yesterday?
What?
Prepare yourself. I mean, like 2 days ago and finished yesterday.
What?
I cleaned out my closet.
Oh, I have to do that.
I don't know if you've seen it ever, but...
Yeah, I did see it.
I pulled out... I probably got rid of 70% of my clothes.
Holy Moses.
70%. There's at least 10 or 11 garbage bags.
What'd you do with them?
Nothing yet.
Oh my gosh.
Just give it to people. But there's some good stuff in there. But I had to just clean it out. And honestly, it felt so good to feel like I was a little bit like, all right, out with the old and with the new.
Yeah.
And I cleaned my closet. I mean, I did it last year and I got a big pile of stuff, but nothing like this.
Oh my gosh.
It felt really good.
I need
felt like
to
I was just
that.
Shedding all this weight. I'm like, okay, ugh. This is too small. This is too big. This is too ugly. This is worn. This I've worn. I'm just sick of it. I've worn it so many times, you know, so I just got rid of a bunch.
I mean, I could probably do with like a few outfits and be fine with that.
Well, I'm like, realistically, how much of this do I actually wear?
Yeah.
Instead, I'm always digging through looking for the few things that I do wear.
Yeah.
So I'm over it, guys. I am over it.
I was sitting at the doctor's office with Caden yesterday, and his phone was broken. So he was so mad. We had to sit there for 2.5 hours, and he had nothing to do, which was awesome for me. So I'm like, let's play another episode of What's Your Favorite? And so...
Would you rather?
Yeah. So I was like, we got on the topic of shorts or pants, and he goes, I go, what's my favorite? Then we had to guess each other's favorite. And I go, what's my favorite, shorts or pants? He's like, those same black stretch pants that you have on every day.
He did? Oh, no.
Yep.
We're in trouble.
I was like, busted. I love these one pair of stretch pants. Oh. They're awesome.
That's when you know you got to go back and find like two more pairs in case something happens to the original.
I know. That's exactly. Pair. They came from our cousin's shop up in Michigan.
Oh, really?
The Sassy Olive. By the way, if you guys haven't seen the Sassy Olive on Etsy, it's the cutest headbands. But for some reason, she has the really softest stretch pants in the world in there.
I wonder. I bet we can get them online, maybe.
Maybe.
Or we can send
she
Dad
was
down.
Out last
send
time.
Send Dad.
Make Dad go buy our stretch pants.
That's a great idea. I used to make him buy my tampons in high school.
Me too. I remember like hiding behind the cash.
Oh, I would stay in the car. I'd be like, Dad, please go get them. Because the town was so small. 100% guarantee you would see someone you knew in 100%. The store.
Yeah,
and 80% it would be a boy from school or something. Yeah, that's true. So embarrassing.
Yep.
So Dad used to do it.
I remember telling Dad, get me the kind with wings. And then he'd always get the wrong kind. And I'd be like, no.
No, Dad, that's not it.
That wasn't it, Dad.
Poor Dad.
I know.
Our dad had three girls and then finally a boy.
Yeah.
So.
Which was the happiest
poor dad
day of his life. So.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's
all
small
that
town
to
right
say,
there.
I do need Megan back in my life over here about fashion.
I know. So. Well, we'll have to get her on here, you guys. And if you want to like go back to a replay, within our first couple of months actually of doing podcasts, we had her on here, and I've gotten a lot of comments on that even recently, how much people love that. But just talking about what's appropriate for worship leading and in the writing room, and
I would love to talk about like makeup too, and maybe we could get someone on, maybe Brittany, she does all that stuff. But just for fall, like what's new and fresh, so maybe we'll have a couple
I love
fun
that. And we
could
maybe we'll video that podcast.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because that would be kind of fun to see. But I was literally just thinking the same thing. Like, if you notice, I don't have bright pink lipstick on today.
Yeah, I noticed that. What's
well, because I
your teeth look so white.
What?
Yeah.
It must be a real life filter right now happening because they're not.
Oh, I need
I drink so much coffee lately.
Teeth whitening.
Oh. Yeah. But yeah, I'm ready for some fall colors. Like, I'm over it. I'm about to put fall wreaths in my doors any minute now. They're already
ooh,
out.
She is it's gearing happening. Up. Woo.
I'm like kind of enjoying having seasons now. I grew
yeah,
into it.
Right.
It took me 4 years to recover from having only sunshine in Phoenix. And now I'm ready
now
for
you're
the
like,
fall.
You like it?
Yeah.
What?
Ready for pumpkins and
I know. It's kind of fun, isn't it? Just to switch things up a little.
I feel like so many people say to me, fall is my favorite season. I love it.
Mm. It's like, beautiful.
It's a cool time.
Yeah. And it's and the weather cools down and it is... I love bonfires outside and all that.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like camping?
No.
Nope. Don't take it that far.
I mean, we did a lot of camping when we were little.
Did you ever not wake up in a puddle of water when camping? Because this is my problem with camping all growing up. Like, it's not that I hate it. It's fun to hang out. But you always knew, no matter what, you were on the ground with a thin piece of plastic between you and the sticks.
Yeah.
And then you would wake up in the soaking wet puddle of rain.
Dew or rain. Yeah. That's gross. I remember your third birthday, I gave you a teddy bear or something. We were camping. And then the other time I remember is when I had a wart and I was putting wart medicine on it. I was like seven.
No.
And I got compound W in my eye.
Oh my gosh,
and
camping?
Dad picked me up and was running with me all the way to the pump where you pump the water out and pumping it over my head.
And I thought, how did you get compound dye? I don't know. In your eye.
I don't know.
Not allowed. Not appropriate.
No, I know. It was bad. But anyways.
I still smell the smell of compound
dye. I know. I smell it right now, don't you?
Kinda. Do you have some?
Actually, I have a wart now. I just got one. I was looking for some this morning.
Oh my gosh. Well, Great. Jonas needs some of that stuff. Oh, I've never actually purchased that as an adult. I might have to branch out. How funny. It's
terrible.
Yes. Well.
Anyways, we won't go. We could do glamping. Like, we could do that. That looks fun.
Yeah. I mean, the kind that's like a 5-star resort. Yeah. Yes. That I would.
It's like sort of
do.
Like a tent on like this. You know,
platform,
and you have a mattress,
electricity,
and a coffee pot. That's fine.
Massage therapy. Those things are fine.
Spa day. That's fine.
That's great.
We can do that.
I love it. We need to plan Brave Worship Spa Day. That's what we need to do.
I want to go to the Salt Cave with everybody.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
It's right there in Spring Hill now. Super
fun. Oh, yeah. It's really close.
Yep.
So we do have events and stuff coming up, right? Always make sure you guys check our our socials, our Facebook page and our Instagram page, because we're constantly, we do coffee meetups in Nashville if you're visiting or if you're local. And then we also have our other live events too. So
we have one coming up September 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have blogs coming out all the time, so you can connect with all of our girls. We've got
some really talented people sharing experience. And,
yes.
You know, specifically females that you don't hear a lot of voices out there of people who are in, you know, worship leading and, you know, all the different people that God's blessed us just to know, you know, that we're getting to hear voices, you know, their voices.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely be checking those out, reading them, sharing them. There's a lot of great content.
Yeah, a lot of great people in our community, really.
Yep.
Tons of great stuff.
For sure.
Well, today we just wanted to share a little bit about something, which we touched on our last podcast a tiny bit, but we had a course come out called the Worship Songwriter Mentorship.
Woohoo!
So we are super excited.
Yay! And just celebrating that. Oh my goodness, the launch of it.
Yeah. Awesome. It's taken about a year to put together. I was thinking about that the other day. So it's sort of, you know, it sort of started me putting all of these like songwriting things together through the course of just our meetings and necessity and need and wanting to help and train up the next generation. So I feel like, you know, I guess I'm mid-40s now, so just thinking about legacy and thinking about what I want to leave behind on this earth, and I just was part of a legacy project, and I had to say in song what I wanted that to be, and there's really just one thing in my heart, and that's worship. That's what I would love to leave behind, you know, pointing people to Jesus. So I really feel like it took about probably 30 years to learn all of these things. And I tried to condense it down into basically a Cliff Notes version of what took me 30 years to learn. Mm. So, you were part of our first course, recently, right? This spring, we did it live for the first time.
Yeah.
We had 12 girls here at the house every other week. I think we did 8 sessions. So, this basically came out of that time. So I think it will be a book eventually too. But right now it's a course. It's up, ready to go. It's launched.
Oh my goodness. How cool.
People can go online and find it at christynordhoff.com/course.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just having gone through it live, there's a couple things that come to mind. It's clearly, like you said, it's like, I don't even know if I'd call it Cliff's Notes version of all that experience, because you really are like, it's like packing a huge punch. You know, there's so much, and even in each session, each episode that, and it's not just information. Like, yeah, you're getting the information, but you've created it in a way that's like interesting and meaningful at the same time. Hmm. And so they're getting all of those different elements, right? They're getting, kind of just a great opening and introduction into everything. They're getting a personal touch, a practical touch, and it's you're leading them into action, you know? So I felt like it's inspiring, but it's also informational, and they're getting like practical tips to walk away with. They're literally implementing and they're practicing. So there's that accountability factor that if you're really going through this course and you're practicing the things that are in there, you can't not get to the end and leave being a better songwriter.
Right.
You're growing all along that process.
Yes.
And ideally, I think grab a friend, both of you guys, sign up for it on your own, start to go through it, whether it's in, you know, the same room, or even if you're different states, go through it at the same time. Say, hey, this week we're going through, you know, session one, and then get together, talk about it, co-write, all those kinds of things, and implement the stuff that you're seeing in here.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And, you know, a big part of what we do is community. So while the course is written toward an individual, because we just wanted to be able to reach anyone, anywhere, you know, so that there was an opportunity for everyone. There is a community aspect as well. So where you can't necessarily, you know, get together with people in person, like you're saying, Mary Beth, do it with a friend. And we also have a Facebook community group where everyone's going to plug in, and that's where a bunch of conversations going to happen. And we were talking this morning, cause I was, we were showing, some of the comments. I was showing you some of the comments that had come in. And it's pretty cool the way that the course is set up. It's set up on a resource called Teachable. And you can actually read comments right there in the course of other people. And that's another way to connect. So, you know, as Brave is growing and as we're reaching, you know, out farther and farther with our blogs and our music and whatever, you know, the hope is eventually that there will be communities where people can connect in person. But if you can't, there's Facebook. There's right in the course, and, you know, like Maribeth said, grab a friend that you already know. So, and yes, I think walking into it, like, you can really teach a lot of people how to write songs by using the tools and the information. But I felt like what God was telling me is there's a whole nother half that you have to also include, and that's the heart. Because if the heart is not right when you're writing worship songs, you might as well forget it. They're not going to be anointed songs, you know? If you have bitterness and unforgiveness in your heart, and I mean, the Lord uses everything, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it won't be the full potential unless you walk into that with the heart that's in the right place. So all that to say, yeah.
So who, like, what is the person who this would be good for?
This would be great for someone either just interested in songwriting, like you've never written songs before, or someone that's dabbled in songwriting before, you know, a little bit, but you'd like to know more. Because really, we go from point A all the way to point Z through the course, or could be an aspiring songwriter, like somebody that's considering doing this for a profession. I really feel like it reaches all of those types of people.
I think that's huge. Well, and you've walked through all those phases, right? Like, everybody has to start at the beginning.
Yeah.
But you've also, you've had some great mentorship. You talk about that in the course, you know, just kind of your journey and who you've been impacted by. And so you've been through all that stuff, but then you've also been through being a professional songwriter,
right?
And what that looks like, you know, and winning awards for your music and figuring out what that, all of that whole business side and the industry side, how that matches up with who you are as a Christ follower and as a worshiper and all of those things. And so I think that's what makes it really unique too. And I think that is attractive for, gosh, even if you're a worship leader and you've never written a song in your life, for you to go through this and understand how songs are written as you're choosing for your team.
That's
and
true.
Maybe just daring yourself to just dabble in it, just try it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, even looking at kind of the, some of the group type thing where you would take your team through something like this.
Yeah, we do have that available as well. So the original, you know, way that it was set up is, we used it for a group, really, but we made it into this individual form for the course. But honestly, we've had high schools calling us. We've had colleges calling us saying, can we use it? Can we use it? And our answer is absolutely yes. Let's talk. Let's figure out how we can make it work. So there's a group rate available if people are interested in offering that to a group.
I love it.
Yeah, it will be used in colleges as well. So
that's so awesome.
Yeah. So, and I've heard, like, even recently this last week, people saying more and more, eventually there aren't going to be colleges. Mm-hmm. Like, the need for learning is going to really, in person, it's going to sort of change because there's going to be so much more available online.
Yeah.
So that being the case, I feel like this is sort of a, you know, you do get a certification at the end of the course. It's sort of an education in itself on songwriting, from a Nashville industry perspective, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But also from a heart of worship perspective. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, and I just think, I mean, how much is packed into there? I feel like really, I mean, it's at least a full year, I would say, worth of college classes. At least.
If you took your time with it.
Of expertise. I mean, I had songwriting class in college too, and it was one semester. Mm-hmm. It was like 1 or maybe 2 hours a week at the most. I think it was 1 hour a week.
Wow.
You know, and it wasn't that I picked up nothing. I learned some stuff and it was great, but it's not the kind of saturation that this can provide. Mm-hmm. And I think education now and going forward, it's going to have to be accessible. It's going to have to be something people can get their hands on. Mm-hmm. People want mobility. People want not to be stuck necessarily in person in a classroom all the time.
Yeah.
And so I think for that, it's just amazing. You know, and everybody listening, it's not just yourself maybe you're considering, but you might know somebody that maybe they're out there just kind of right on their own, some remote crazy place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they can plug into something like this too. And it's been so cool, not only to see people walk through this, you know, but to watch the community that's been built out of that. Mm-hmm. Now, we got to see some of that in person, but we've seen a whole lot of that, you know, on our community groups that are online. Mm-hmm. We've seen a ton. I mean, we've seen people become total besties, right?
Yeah, right. Like,
fly to go visit each other, to hang out, to write together, you name it, based on meeting through our communities.
Yes.
And it's and a major way to connect.
I mean, and move. We've had several people literally
pack up and move.
Yep. Which is crazy.
It is crazy.
But yeah, it's been a beautiful thing. And we just expect, you know, I don't know, we expect good things. I'm excited about just training up the next generation that's coming behind us. And I also feel like just in general, I think we were talking about this recently, but I know I wrote with some people from Life Church not too long ago, and they said their pastor had charged them with writing all their own songs, singing their own songs. As far as, I think it was, he said 75% of their own music is what he wanted over the next year. He gave them a year deadline to kind of meet that goal. And so, you know, the gatekeepers are no longer in Nashville when it comes to writing music. It's sort of moved. It's moved out into churches, and churches are releasing songs and charting and realizing, hey, we can do this too. Like, our people have a voice as well. And so I feel like it's just right now it's time to equip. It's not time to compete. It's not time to, you know, shut down or close doors. It's time to equip and put the tools in the hands of the worshipers across the nation, across the world.
I love it. I think that's good. And I think that does make it, it reaches farther and it makes it more accessible. And a lot of small churches can't afford to send their part-time or volunteer or even staff people to a conference, you know, or to a college class or whatever to learn about these things.
Or pay for a degree.
Exactly.
But you could do this.
Yep.
It's honestly, I think it's pretty reasonable considering
Absolutely. What you get. Well, with the amount of years of experience and range of experience, you know, they cannot get that. And a lot of times it's really hard to find somebody that has that amount of experience that's willing to spend their time teaching day in and day out, even in a college setting. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find somebody like that, you know, that can do that and can give that kind of time. So they're just getting they're getting to sit in on exactly that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And, so. And it has been a sacrifice over the last year, you know, really, because honestly, I could have been writing with all that time that I was actually doing this, preparing this course. But that was a decision I knew that the Lord was calling me to make, and I've enjoyed it. I've loved it. And ironically, I've got some great songs this year too. So he blessed me investing in those people, I believe. So
I love it.
If that makes sense.
It does.
So
it definitely does.
Go check it out, y'all.
Yes. You guys get on there and go ahead and grab it. what'd you say, christinordoff.com/course.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get it there. You can download it. Can they watch it from their computer or phone? Or
I think so. Okay. Yeah, it's interactive. You'll get a link once you sign up. And
I love just the outlines too. You know, oh, yeah. They can follow along.
That's right. So yeah, every session will have an outline that you can, you know, fill in. Oh, I should also mention the praise portion of each session. So we start with worship every time. And those are original songs. So some people may have heard, some they may not have heard. There's some in there that I've written with Lauren Daigle that she hasn't released, and Torrin Wells, and, you know, several others. But I think it's going to be kind of fun for them to hear some stuff that has not been released yet as
That's
well.
Awesome.
So,
very cool.
Yeah, it's in there, and it'll just be, it's fun because you also get free chord charts for every song. If you want to use those in your church, you have permission from us to do that. So
I love it.
Yep.
That's perfect. Well, communicate with us. You guys, let us know when you get it. You know, send us a message on Brave Worship or at Christy Nordoff. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're at braveworship.com. And we are so excited just to connect with you guys and to see what this resource is going to do for your songwriting, for your ministry, and really for your church, ultimately.
So. Yes, exactly.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
You've been listening to the Brave Worship Podcast with Dove Award-winning songwriter Christy Nordoff and worship leader and music pastor Mary Beth Dodd. Visit braveworship.com/free song and sign up for the email list to get updates on all the latest Brave Worship events, conferences, and retreats. Plus, get free songs to use in your next worship service, complete with chord chart and track. Also, find out how you can join Christy and Mary Beth in person at the next Brave Worship Conference. Simply visit braveworship.com/conference to learn more.
The times I've grown most as a songwriter are the times I've had mentors showing me the way. If you're looking to grow as a songwriter, we're now accepting applications for our Worship Songwriter Mentorship. Now, it's available only a few times each year. The Worship Songwriter Mentorship is a songwriting intensive that will help you craft impactful worship songs. It's a course created by Dove Award-winning and Grammy-nominated, drumroll here, please, our founder, pro songwriter Christy Nordoff. It's a small group community, and it's led by other songwriters over the course of 9 weeks. It's an intensive course and a small group co-writing environment, and that means you'll be added to a special group of about 12 writers, give or take. Each group is led by experienced songwriters, some of them my dear, dear friends, and I've even gotten to lead a group or two. Rachel here, by the way. We love the church, and we love to champion fellow worship songwriters just like yourself. In this mentorship, you'll learn how to write songs for you and your congregation. You'll go deeper in your intimacy with Jesus. You'll get the tools needed to help craft songs more easily and never run out of creative ideas. Okay, I know it sounds too good to be true, but trust me, this course is a game changer. You'll learn how to leverage your unique songwriting personality and connect with other like-minded writers in a meaningful way. Truly, I can't think of another course, group of people, community that has impacted my songwriting the way that this mentorship has. If you're wanting to take the next steps in your songwriting journey, then apply now at the link in our show notes. We hope to see you there.